Nani nani ndinwe magne duk misani nabe kwa minwa ki pite shindaman gidinwe winna nongo jiwi du konego je abje tuye yo gidinwe winna nani ndasogi jige ma indayek ahogda ma ji tamen nongo migo ne wit shindane shin ka degen ki bisikigenan I want to talk about clothing today. Me nujgego abjitu yang indasugi jik. So this is something that we talk about every day. Geda gikain domination nakade gin kinigego minoi shibiziku naituya. So we should know how, you know, various clothing items are called and how we get dressed. Very important, right? Me netam we tashintaman in yo bitushke ganan. We're going to talk about the underclothing. Majitada wea uzidang. Let's start with somebody's feet. Migo netambizi kunayan gipisi kanan gidashiganan. So the first thing that we do is we put on our socks. And one thing we have to remember is that in Anishinaabe Moin, in Ojibwe Moin, we have a living version of things and we have a non-living version of things. And those things are going to determine what kind of action words that you use, because there's a different set of action words that you use when you are talking about something that is considered alive, and there's a different set of action words with something that is considered not alive. So today, in this particular moment, ajiganan are considered not alive. Socks. Ajiganan. Ajigan is one. Ajiganan is two. And when you put them on, one way you could say this is imbisikanan indajiganan. Imbisikanan indajiganan. And a good thing to do, you know, as you get dressed every day, say these words to yourself. Imbisikanan indajiganan or indajiganan imbisikanan. You can say it either way. Put the socks first in the word and put the action of putting them on first in the sentence. So you could say, Indashiganan, my socks, imbizikanan, I'm putting them on. Indashiganan imbizikanan. Indashiganan imbizikanan. Or, imbizikanan indashiganan. Imbizikanan indashiganan. Okay, so when we're putting them on, imbizikanan, but when we're going to take them off, we would use a different word, ingizikanan. Ingizikanan, I am taking them off. So if you're going to say, I'm going to take my socks off, indajiganan ingizikanan. Indajiganan ingizikanan, or ingizikanan indajiganan. And the difference in the word orders is this. If you say indashiganan ingizikanan, the emphasis in your sentence is talking about it's the socks that you're taking off. And you're not taking off a shirt or a hat or a jacket. You're taking off the socks. So you would start with indashiganan ingizikanan. But if you start with ingizikanan indashiganan, your emphasis in your sentence is that you're taking them off, not that you're folding them up or you're putting them on, but you're being specific to what you're doing. So the point of the first part of your sentence is going to be what the point of your sentence is. So when you're putting something on, it's imbizikan if it's one thing, or if it's more than one thing, imbizikanan. If you're taking something off, ingizikan, or if it's more than one thing, ingizikanan. So in this case, ajiganan, the un at the end is the plural. Ajigan is one sock. Ajiganan is two socks. And that un at the end is the plural marker. And because it ends with an N, it is considered not alive. So, okay, so moving on to your underwear or your underpants, however you want to say that in English. But in Ojibwe, we call them bitushkigan. It's kind of a generic term for any underclothing, but it's specifically, you're going to hear it used for underpants or underwear. Be tushkigan. And again, if there's more than one, which I hope you're not putting more than one pair of underwear on, but you might be. But if it's more than one, be tushkiganan. And again, the un is more than one. It ends with the n sound. It means it is talked about as if it is not alive. So if you're talking about putting them on, imbisikan imbitushkigan. Imbisikan imbitushkigan, or I'm taking them off. Ingisikan imbitushkigan. Ingisikan imbitushkigan. So maybe it's a pair of pants. And what we call a pair of pants is gibudie guazun. Gibudie guazun. And what that talks about is, like, back in the old days, we didn't wear the style of pants that is worn commonly today. We wore leggings. But what they talk about is anything that's gibu is closed up. Gibudie guazun is that it's a sewn up butt. The butt of the leggings are sewn up. Gibudie guazun. So if there's more than one, gibudie guazunan. I've also heard in various communities that some of them speak of pants as if they're animate, which would be gibudie guazun ug. Gibudie guazunak. But for us here in Gazagaskwa Jamaicog, gibudie guazunan. So they would be talked about as if they're not alive. So if you're taking them off, ingizikan ingibudie guazun. Ingizikan ingibudie guazun. Or I'm putting them on, imbizikan ingibudie guazun. Imbizikan ingibudie guazun. So moving on, as we go on up the body, we would put a shirt on. For the ladies, we would put probably a bra on first, right? How do we call a bra in Anishinaabemowin? And here it is. Aso dudushime bizun. Aso dudushime bizun. That's the name of a bra. And if there's more than one you're talking about, aso dudushime bizunan. Aso dudushime bizunan. So the un on the end means it is talked about as if it is not alive. So if you're talking about putting it on, indaso dudushime bizun imbizikan. Indaso dudushime bizun imbizikan. Or you're talking about taking it off. Indaso dudushime bizun ingizikan. Indaso dudushime bizun ingizikan. Boy, that sounds funny, me saying that. So again, as you're putting things on, imbizikan or imbizikanan, and you're taking things off, ingizikan, ingizikanan. Now, to be clear, this is talking about you're putting them on yourself or taking them off of yourself. We're not putting them on or taking them off of someone else. We'll talk about that at a later time. Okay, moving on to a shirt. So a shirt is called babagiwayan. Babagiwayan. And if there's more than one, we would say babagiwayanan. Babagiwayanan. So to take it off and to put it on, I'm putting it on. Imbabagiwayan imbizikan. Imbabagiwayan imbizikan. I'm taking it off. Imbabagiwayan ingizikan. Imbabagiwayan ingizikan. So with all of these, imbizikan ingizikan would remain the same. So for a jacket, the most common word you're going to hear around here for a jacket is babizikawagan. Babizikawagan. And the taking it off and putting it on is the same. And the plural, when there's more than one, imbabinzikawaganan. Imbabinzikawaganan. So that's got you all dressed up. Gibizi kunaye. When you're talking in general about getting dressed, you would say imbizi kunaye. I am getting dressed. Imbizi kunaye. Or I'm getting undressed. Ingizi kunaye. Ingizi kunaye. So listen for the similarities there. Aha. Miminike the shindaman o pegish gibi du kago yek ho o sagi the shindaman. Migo chapichi bisindau yek. Aha. Mi sani nabe. Banima niwi pinundagus minawa. How?